Welcome everyone to Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine. I'm your host, Deanna Lorraine. Going over all the latest breaking news, trending topics, and truth bombs that you can't get anywhere else. Go ahead and say hi to me on social media, especially Gab, Telegram, Truth Social, and Getter. And if you've got a story or guest idea for me, just send me a DM and we'll talk about it. All right, folks, today is the big day. It is Tuesday, and it's not Tuesday Booze Day. Not really Taco Tuesday, although it is, but it is Selection Day. Happy Selection Day, everybody. So, do elections even matter anymore? I mean, yes, I have my optimism, but what are elections if our voice and our vote doesn't really matter? Do you believe in elections? Do you believe that our vote still matters? Because I can tell you the last election, I was sitting here and I wasn't on this desk, but I was on the newsroom desk at InfoWars and I was hosting my show, Election Countdown, Taking Back America on InfoWars in their station in Austin. And I was covering the whole 2020 presidential election with President Trump and Biden. And I was so not just hopeful, I was absolutely confident. And I believe truly that there was no way that old, gross, decrepit pedophile corpse was ever going to get into the place of the president. I didn't think there was any chance that Donald Trump would not be reelected. I saw the evidence of it. I was at many of his own rallies, watched his rallies every day on TV, seeing thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people at his rallies filled to the brim every single time, pouring into the streets, with Joe Biden having to hire people and props and actors to fill in 5 or 10 chairs at his small, not even rallies, his little fake CGI teleporting rallies or Zoom rallies, okay? And we saw time after time that evidence after mounting evidence that everybody was going to come out to the polls to vote for Donald Trump and not Biden. And we know that the person who got the most votes ever in history was not Joe Biden, but Donald Trump. And yet we saw, and so when I was covering the election, I was so confident that he was going to be elected, reelected. And I knew they were going to be cheating and have some fraud, but Donald Trump was talking about the fraud all year long and talking about the very specific ways that they planned on cheating. And all the different modalities that they planned on cheating all year long. So I thought, well, surely he's got safeguards in place at this point. Surely he's smart enough and has enough foresight, since he's already talking about how they're going to cheat, to protect the polls and protect the election software and the voting systems and machines and everything. But no, somehow they still managed to pull off the greatest heist in history and stole the election brazenly, obviously, in front of our very eyes over the next week. So I sit here today and I wonder, what is the point anymore? Do our vote even matter? And I'm optimistic still that things can change, and we'll know for sure if our vote matters this time, this week, right? If some of the people that I'm going to talk about in a minute actually win, who has their whole, pretty much the whole base behind them. If they don't win, we know for sure that there was fraud and our vote is completely dead. But I don't know. It's pretty discouraging to have the same thing happen over and over and over again and have nothing really be done. And of course now, because the Democrats are in power, is it gonna be even worse and more widespread now? So what do you think? Does our vote today even matter? Or is it dead at this point? We'll find out. But we're already seeing reports. And by the way, I mean, look what's happened with Brazil. With Brazil, it's the same playbook that happened to the US and that happened in the UK It is the same playbook. Obviously, Bolsonaro is who the people wanted. Bolsonaro was, God, like a Ron DeSantis or a Trump. I mean, he is one of the only last world leaders standing up and fighting against the New World Order, Deep State, World Economic Forum, Agenda 21, 2030 agenda. And he had balls and arrow, had big balls, and they knew it, but the people loved him. He was fighting against vaccines and mandates and COVID mandates and lockdowns and fighting for everyone's freedom. And everyone, at least the majority of Brazilians, want him. They don't want communism. They don't want socialism. They don't want to be locked down. There's no way in hell that this radical communist WEF puppet got in there legally. No way. And the Brazilians are speaking out. They're rioting. They are protesting on the streets. They have taken to the streets. They're saying, hell no, this election was stolen. My vote was stolen. The Brazilian people are awake and they know it. This happened exactly. And the people that are, the Brazilians that are writing in, the news reporters that are covering the protests and covering the election in Brazil have stated it's the same methods, same kind of voting fraud and election fraud that happened in the U.S. in 2020. The voting machines are somewhere down. The, all of a sudden mail-in ballots come pouring through for the socialist. People saying that their vote wasn't counted or they were going to different polls. All the voting machines are having issues all of a sudden. It's the same thing. You know, people sneaking in ballots in the middle of the night. All the same kinds of issues that we have seen, that we know happened with Donald Trump and at the midterms in 2018 is happening in Brazil. And everybody's saying, they're up in arms, they're saying, we want Bolsonaro. He was rightfully elected and they have stolen this election completely. It's the same playbook, folks. So if it happened in Brazil and it happened in the US, why wouldn't it happen here again? Especially with the Democrats in power. And there's reports pouring in from everywhere, all corners of the US, except for maybe Florida. I haven't seen any funny business happening in Florida. And by the way, Representative Anthony Sabatini of Florida will be joining us soon, who's going to give us an on-the-ground update, so stay tuned for that. But I'm seeing people, especially from Arizona, Nevada, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, saying that there's the same exact issues that have happened in the 2020 elections in 2018. The voting machines are down. Oh, mail-in ballots coming through. Oh, we already counted your ballot. You said we have here that you already voted. Yeah. Tabulations not working. Look, check out these videos. Just check out some of these videos of reports from people on the ground in the voting centers, especially with very important Arizona and Maricopa County. Just look at some of these.
I know everybody wants to make sure that it reads and everything is fine.
Can you repeat that?
I can promise
you. Can you start from the beginning and repeat that?
So what happens is we have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working, okay? The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful. So 25% of them are being misread, and it could be a printer issue, or it could be the tabulator itself. So when it's misread, you have an option to put it into what's called box three, and it gets read, whether it goes downtown and gets read manually, or whether it gets refed in into our tabulator.
You don't want to adjudicate.
They get read, okay? No. So no one's trying to deceive anybody.
Of course not, not on election day. That would never happen, right? No, that would never happen.
So choices are, you know, you guys. Sure.
If I get up there and that happens to my ballot, can I take my ballot with me and go somewhere else?
Because I don't trust going to a box. The choice is to wait until...
Well, I'm here at Nolan School here in Detroit. They're voting. There you go. We did get a little problem. Some people who did vote here say, they were, when they showed up to vote in person, that they had already voted absentee. Not the case. Election officials in Detroit, they're aware of the problem. They are encouraging officials to use the hard copy voter list, not the electronic lists. And they say that anyone who shows up will be allowed to vote. Polls close 8 o'clock all through the state.
I don't believe
we're at this location and their voting machines are not working properly. They don't count the ballots. You go in to register, they give you a ballot, which takes like 20 minutes, which is ridiculous. You go in, you do your voting, you go in, you give it into the machine and it won't take it. It says misread ballot. Every single person in there is getting a misread ballot.
Oh, no.
So now they have to drop them into the box, hand counted, supposedly hand counted.
Yeah.
My husband's done two ballots. He had to do a canceled ballot. The second ballot he went in to vote, same thing. So every person in that line now that's standing there is not going to get counted properly that we don't know.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Andy Palumbo. There are reports of problems at polls in parts of Luzerne County. Voters tell us some machines ran out of paper. Newswatch 16's Chelsea Stroob sent us this photo of people waiting in line to vote in Harvey's Lake. She tells us voters were filling out provisional ballots while a poll worker drove to Wilkes-Barre to get paper.
I think that's ridiculous, especially since, it's open until 8 o'clock tonight, and they still can't find any paper? So nowhere to find paper. Good.
Similar issues have been reported to our newsroom in Dorns Township and Dallas Township. We have not heard back from election officials in Luzerne County.
If these machines aren't working, this is a big issue.
It's against the law.
What is against law?
Photos and videos.
No, I can have a video if this machine's not working. This is not okay. Did it work?
Yes.
Okay. That's awful. Like, this is wrong.
We've got about 20% of the locations out there where there's an issue with the tabulator, where some of the ballots that after people have voted them, they try and run them through the tabulator and they're not going through. But the good thing is we do, first of all, we're trying to fix this problem as quickly as possible. And we also have a redundancy in place. If you can't put the ballot in the tabulator, then you can simply place it here in where you see the number 3. And this is a secure box where those ballots will be kept for later this evening, where we'll bring them in here to Central Count to tabulate them.
So this would function much like early voting functions, in that we would get your ballot back. Once we've signature verified it, we would send it to our central tabulators. Ballots that are in here will already be, in effect, signature verified, so we won't need to confirm identity, but we will central tabulate them. This is actually what the majority of Arizona counties do on Election Day all the time.
25% of what's going in the tabulators are being misread. What? We can put people on the moon, supposedly. We can have telescopes that see all of the planets in the world. We have technology that can perform surgeries, microsurgeries with robots. We have AI that are smarter than humans, that can perform roles that are very complicated, but yet we cannot figure out the voting machines on the most important day when we actually need them. This is a bunch of bullshit. This is just the same obvious brazen playbook over and over again. And look at some of these reports. These are just on the ground. And I'm just going to read some of these reports that are pouring in from people. There's videos. People are tweeting about it. People are posting about it. And also, I love how what's trending today on Twitter is keep us up to date on the 2020 U.S. midterm elections. And right underneath it, hashtag cheating. Hashtag cheating. Oh, it's funny. And then we have Jean-Paul Van Damme, whatever, the Biden press secretary, actually saying, hey guys, actually, it's not really election day, it's election week. We got to think of it as election week because, you know, that's what how long it takes to tabulate everything. And then we have things trending on Twitter that talks about how it is election week or maybe weeks plural and not election day. It's unbelievable. Right where it says, why U.S. elections are safe and reliable. Okay. Understanding this year's election results and how and when to expect them. Fact-checking debunk misleading claims ahead of midterms. And then it goes on to say, Americans may not know on election night which party will control the House or Senate in 2023. It says, don't forget, election night results are unofficial. Official results are certified sometimes days or weeks after the election. So, no, it's election day, election night. It's not election week or weeks, but they're using that so they can create a backdoor, obviously, to see how many votes they need to cheat by. So they can see how many votes that we need to stack up, create, falsify, mail-in ballots, dead people that we need to resurrect so that we can cheat by. That's what that means. And they're trying to create as much chaos as possible. Oh, you know, this is confusing. We don't have, voting machines aren't working here, or you're going to the wrong precinct. They're trying to create chaos on the ground so that you just throw your hands up and give up. Same with the very long, ridiculously long lines. They hope that you give up. So here's just some of the things that are happening on the ground that you should read about. Up to 15 locations reported in Maricopa County with tabulator malfunctions. Translation, they're cheating again. Up to 15 locations reported in Maricopa County, all important Maricopa County. The only scanner down at 7:15 a.m. at my polling station in North Fulton County in Georgia. Of course, ridiculous. Why is this always happening in swing states? Oh, I don't know. Haven Senior Center, where the voting go, where I go to vote, closed for repairs until further notice. Okay. I worked at the polls in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. I saw many, many people showing up at the wrong location to vote, mostly due to the precinct polling location moving to different locations from last election. The changes were not mailed to registered voters, many of whom are older and not internet savvy. I would say at least 10% of the people that came to vote at my location had to be sent to another poll location, and it was very confusing for so many of these people. The location was also very hard to find. Hearing this from the voters who did finally show up. All right, Charlie Kirk said this morning that the turnout in AZ is slightly lighter than expected so far. Apparently, voting locations were changed for lots of people, causing some confusion, and they warn about heavy, longer lines. My wife just voted, and she said the exact same thing happened to her. She ran it through the first time and rejected it. This is talking about the tabulating machines broken or rejecting ballots. She had to go back and fill out a second ballot. It rejected it again. And she had to check marks on the box saying which one was rejected happening in Mesa. Another one saying, Charlie Kirk, this happened to me at 6 a.m. this morning when polls opened at my voting location in Kendall County, Illinois. This is happening also in New Jersey. They said in a major county in New Jersey, many of the voting and the tabulation machines are not working. So if there's Wi-Fi there and Wi-Fi is accessible, then that means the voting machines could be hacked. They're supposed to not have any Wi-Fi available there. A polling location at 1529 North Power Road in Mesa, Arizona, voter reports that only one in 15 ballots are being read by the machine. She's told the machines are still warming up. You can drop your ballot in the drop box. You had 2 years to warm up these machines, whatever. So there are a lot of these you know, broken precincts with broken machines saying you go just drop your ballot off in a different box and we'll count it later. Don't do that. Who's going to be counting those ballots? It's ridiculous. This is, voters in Detroit, Michigan are showing up to the polls being told that they're already voted absentee when they arrive. Guys, I can go on and on. One more. I've already seen tabulation machines broken issues in New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Florida, Arizona, Minnesota, Indiana, Tennessee, Pennsylvania. I'm sure there are more, but these are just the ones she found in a 5-minute search. I mean, it is nonsense. It's the same BS over and over and over, guys. And it's very sad. Because people, again, they get excited. They think, my vote matters. And they show up and it's just the same nonsense happening again and again. Here's Carrie Lake, hoping to be the governor of Arizona. Here's her response to the broken tabulation machines in Arizona.
You made the American Republican Party's application problem, or do you see something deeper in it?
What's your name and who are you with?
I'm Stephanie Seid with the PBS NewsHour.
Do you think this is normal, guys? My question is, do you think what's happening here in Maricopa County is normal? We have had problems after problems. And there's a reason we decided to change locations. We were going to go to a pretty Republican area. But I woke up this morning and within minutes of the polls opening up, I started getting people calling, voters in tears, calling my personal number, saying, what's going on? The tabulators aren't working. They told me to put my ballot into a box and they would drive it downtown to count it. This is not normal stuff. We don't have to have elections run this way. We switched from a Republican area to vote. We came right down into the heart of liberal Phoenix to vote because we wanted to make sure that we had good machines. And guess what? They've had zero problems with their machines today. Not one machine spit out a ballot here today. Not one in a very liberal area. So we were right to come and vote in a liberal area. They gotta fix this problem. This is incompetency. I hope it's not malice. But we're going to fix it. We're going to win. And when we win, there's going to be a come to Jesus for elections in Arizona. There's going to be a come to Jesus.
Right on. Well, the people that I'm most excited about that I think have obviously a real chance of winning are obviously Florida and DeSantis. I mean, unless there's major fraud that happened, I don't see how DeSantis can't just sail on in, especially with the massive growth and influx recently of conservatives into the state of Florida. And pretty much they're mostly, I would say, conservatives and who love DeSantis. And a lot of, but also Carrie Lake. You know, I think I'm very fond of Carrie Lake. She ran an incredible campaign. She really, I mean, her marketing's amazing. She's beautiful and brilliant, so articulate and so powerful with the press and how she handles issues. And I think she'd be an amazing governor. I don't see any indication that she's bought and paid for, that she would sell out. I think she's a true America First candidate. And I just love, I love her message. I love how she carries herself and what she stands for. So if anyone here is in Arizona, you're seeing funny issues or something going on in your voting precinct, let me know in the comment section or in the chat. I'm very interested to know. And wherever you are, if you're seeing some funny business, let me know in the comment section. If you've tried to plug into Wi-Fi at your voting precinct and you can see that there's a Wi-Fi there for sure, take a picture of it. These are all, and pull out your phone. If you see weird things going on, pull out your phone and record, because citizen journalism, nothing tops that. Try to get it trending on Twitter, post it in Telegram, Twitter, Gab, Getter, wherever. The other person that I would love to win, see win, is Tudor Dixon in Michigan. She's a friend of mine. We go way back from Real Voice America. She's awesome, and she also handles herself really well. She's truly America First, and I got to hand it to her. I think it's pretty ballsy the way she just goes right up to debate Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Must be at least a little bit intimidating. I mean, not that she's an intimidated woman, but she's freaking crazy. She's a crazy bitch. And I wouldn't really want to debate her. And she's been around the block for a long time. She's a slime ball and a snake. But Tudor Dixon handled herself really, really well. Check out this little clip.
Audible gasp around town when Gretchen Whitmer said that kids were out of school for 3 months. Perhaps she wasn't paying attention to what was actually happening. We even had schools that were closed this year. This is shocking to me that she thinks that schools were only closed for 3 months, or maybe she thinks she can convince you that schools were only closed for 3 months, but you know better because your students are the ones that are desperately behind. And the test scores show that she's being dishonest about this. She's being dishonest about even trying to get into these schools to get these schools back on track.
So again, we'll see what happens. I pray everything goes well tonight and this week, but I don't know. I just got to look at history and see what happened there. But there's just no way that Arizona is a blue state, or truly Nevada, or so many, even Pennsylvania. There's just no way. So if those go blue, we know the theft is on. We know the steal has been complete and successful. I believe that if it's honest, Carrie Lake should at least win. If it's honest, obviously Ron DeSantis should win, and so many of the other of these really important candidates. But we shall see. And it also, it sends such a strong message to Americans that we were not with the communist agenda. This isn't us. This isn't our country. We're not with it. You guys are losing this war. There's no blue tsunami. No, there's a red wave. So I'd like to hear from you guys and see how your voting experience has been today or this week. What's been going on? Any shenanigans? And see what's going on. Now, I was going to have a very important interview in tonight's show, but I decided to have it on Thursday instead and just focus today's episode on the election selection mayhem, as I know everybody's, it's really the main focus of most Americans tonight. But the interview that I want you to watch on Thursday is going to be Dr. James Thorpe and Tiffany Parado of My Cycle Story. They're also featured in our upcoming documentary, Died Suddenly. And they're going to talk all about how not only is how the shot has affected women's fertility and men's fertility, the babies, the stillborns and everything, but the massive clots that have been coming out of women and the shedding that they have now been scientifically proven with their newest study, how the vaccine shedding is causing all these infertility issues as well. So you're not going to want to miss this riveting interview. Stay tuned on Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern for this incredible interview on my Thursday's show with Dr. Jim Thorpe of Died Suddenly and his cohort, Tiffany Parado. Also, if you want to watch a really good show, check out my shows from last week. If you've watched it, watch it again and share it. If you haven't seen it, make sure you check out those shows. My show on Tuesday was with John O'Looney, mortician and funeral director and embalmer. John O'Looney from the UK gave an incredible, riveting interview about what he's seen with the blood clots of the dead, how it looks like long calamari. And it's gross, and it doesn't act like normal blood clots, and it's disgusting, and there's a lot of it. And Mr. O'Looney is incredibly knowledgeable about so many different things. So it was a long but very important interview. So that was my show from last Tuesday. You should watch again. And from Thursday, I had funeral director and embalmer and coroner Wallace Hooker of Family and Friends Funeral Services in Indiana. He joined the show along with Tina Forte and Jeremy Brown, both candidates for Congress, and I wish them luck this week. But he had a lot to say, the mortician and coroner, about the blood clots as well. And it was a really important interview, very interesting, that you won't want to miss. So check those shows out over the next couple days or tonight while you're waiting for the results coming through. All right, we'll be right back, so don't you go anywhere. But first, it's time to get really serious about protecting your future, your finances, and your family. Biden is driving us into another world war. Inflation is through the roof, and we're over $30 trillion in debt. It's looking like 2008 all over again. Millions of Americans watch their retirement savings disappear, while those who invested in silver and gold were protected. We could be looking at a recession worse than 2008, so don't wait. Call our friends at Gold Co. right now, and they can turn your 401k into metals at no penalty. And you can get up to $10,000 in free silver. Yes, that's up to $10,000 in free silver. So call this number right now and tell them Deanna sent you. It's 855-491-2348. That's 855-491-2348. And you should also go to goldco.com/shots and download your free kit that tells you how all of this works and why investing in gold and silver is the best thing you can do for protecting your finances, your future, and your family. So go ahead and download that free kit. Once again, that's goldco.com/shots. Download your free kit, call them on the phone, and get yourself protected for the future. It's the best thing you can do to protect your family. Welcome back to Shots Fired. All right, well, today is election day, selection day, whatever you want to call it. I have my prayers that things are going to go well for us, but I also have my skepticism as well. But here to join us today is one of my favorite state reps, someone who's really been fighting for the freedoms of his people, especially in Florida, State Representative Anthony Sabatini. Thanks so much for joining Shots Fired. How are you?
Really good. Great to be on the show. Appreciate it. Very well.
Absolutely. Well, you're one of my favorites, especially during COVID, because you were really fighting for the people, and you were outspoken against vaccine mandates and school mandates, making sure the children stayed in school and everything. And I really appreciated that. It's few and far between, sadly, that we have a representative that actually will have the balls to speak for the people instead of being bought and paid for and saying one thing, but then just cucking to, you know, kind of the same deep state agenda.
Every single time. And nothing's changed. It's going to keep going. So
I really appreciated that. So I just want to say thank you for your service. Now, how do you think give a overview of what it's been like in Florida today that you've observed?
It's been pretty well. What makes Florida unique is we count our ballots before, not after. So whereas Pennsylvania is saying it'll be another week or two. So today they're counting all the early voting mail-in ballots. So if there are, you know, problems, you would hear about it by now. We probably have the smoothest election system. I don't think it's perfect. I think we have a lot of room to improve, but it's definitely better than most states. And even here today on the ground, you really haven't heard of anything. We all know that right now in Maricopa County, Arizona, a lot of machines have broken down and not worked. Maybe that's by design. We'll find out probably soon enough. But here in Florida, you haven't really seen anything like that. There's been some long lines, et cetera, because people are moving away, I think rightfully so, from mail-in voting, but you're not seeing any kind of breakdown of the system. And we'll know pretty much every single election within an hour after 7 o'clock tonight.
Wow. I mean, why the fact that they're even saying we should no longer call it election day, we should call it election week or weeks plural. I mean, what kind of funny business BS is that? It's not election week or weeks. It should be election day. The fact that they're even talking about that, doesn't it show you that they're plotting and setting things up for the cheat?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, they like the mess that election systems can become. They like the idea of there being a lot of ambiguity and confusion about what needs to be done, because they know that because even if there's not an intentional plan to stack up votes, which I think oftentimes there is, add absentee votes at the last minute, they know that just opening up the window allows for that kind of fraud. And so just by creating ambiguity, you're opening up more opportunity for something that would benefit their side, because obviously their side has the machine politics, the urban machine politics in places like Philadelphia, Atlanta, where voter fraud is actually pretty common and they're pretty open about it. We just found out last week in Orlando, a woman who had been serving as a county commissioner, she was on, I think, the John Solomon show. She did basically the media circuit. She said that for decades that they would add extra votes, that they would add absentee fraudulent votes. And it's still going on in the urban parts of Orlando, different cities around the country. And so by opening up the window, allowing a longer period of time in which ballots can be so-called casted, it's going to have just a net benefit for the Democrat liberal side. So.
Right. It's their time. Although they can say, well, this is how many votes that we need to kind of make up for, as we saw in the 2020 elections. So I'm glad that, do you think that Governor Ron DeSantis has a better handle on things over in Florida? He is keen to any kinds of fraud and has able to put safe proofs, foolproofs in place. And just honestly, we have a good, pretty good governor, I think, in Florida. He's not going to sit around for this kind of BS.
Absolutely. You know, he's done a good job. I think he would like to see even tighter election security laws. The problem really is in the state legislature. The legislature here in Florida is actually no different from the national congressional legislature, the U.S. Congress. It's chock full of rhinos, corrupt people who fear the liberal media. And so they don't want to even push important election integrity legislation because they think it'll get them called mean names by the media. And so the legislature has watered a lot of the stuff down. So, like, for example, the governor rolled out a plan to ban ballot boxes, and our state Senate President Wilton Simpson, who's a terrible liberal, actually killed the bill and passed a bill that still allowed ballot boxes. Yeah, they're more secure than what existed before, but we have not banned ballot boxes in Florida. And so that's a problem. We got a legislature that really needs to be gutted and fixed over the next few years, if you ask me.
Yeah, I actually remember in the 2018 midterms, Brenda Snipes, I think her name was, of Broward County was overseeing that. And there was tons of fraud over in Broward County, if I remember correctly, with, you know, ballots coming in late and coming in different boxes and everything. So that happened, right? And I think that things have been smoothed out since then.
Yeah, that was an impetus for change. And that's one of the reasons why 2020 was so good in Florida versus other states, because we learned from 2018.
Yeah.
Had that not happened in 2018, our legislature would have been sitting back and complacent. We probably would have ended up like Georgia. So,
wow,
you know, the 2018 Broward County, Brenda Snipes and Palm Beach fiasco, where both Brenda Snipes and the woman who also ran Palm Beach County supervisor elections were both removed from office by Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis, respectively.
So I've seen, you know, Maricopa County in Arizona, I'm seeing reports from Arizona, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, same kind of thing. The machines are down, things are broken, tabulation systems not working, etc. It's really good to know that it's not happening in Florida. What do you think of Governor DeSantis's chances of being, you know, having another term? Do you think it's pretty good as you sit here right now?
Yeah, there was no real election here in Florida. It's much ado about nothing. It'll be a plus 14 seat. And that, you know, Governor DeSantis is a good candidate. He's done a good job. It's popular. But truthfully, the red wave, the incompetency of the Democrats is really the driving force. That's what is driving the turnout for Republicans, is the anger at the national policies that Biden's pushing. So this was never a real election state. You know, there were no contentious elections in Florida at any level. So it'll be a red wave, as we expect. I think the more important question is what do the Republicans do with that wave? You know, unfortunately,
yeah,
we have a lot of Republicans that are going to waste it and grift and et cetera. So we got to make sure we're holding them accountable. It's not so much, hey, we won and things are better now. It's no, we won. We have a mandate. We have people in office. What are they going to do now? Are they going to do what Kevin McCarthy wants and rubber stamp most of the spending and policies of the Biden administration? You know, if that's the case, how could you even call it a red wave? An electoral wave doesn't translate to policy wins unless you have a citizenry that holds their politicians accountable.
Exactly. Last question. What are your predictions on Carrie Lake over in Arizona or Tudor Dixon in Michigan? Do you see them winning if there's not fraud?
I think Tudor is good. I think she's got a shot at winning. I think Carrie is the single most important Republican elected official or candidate in the United States right now, with the single most promising future, the best message, and the most hard line on the issues that matter and the most committed to the issues that matter. I think she's actually going to upstage Governor DeSantis, who I'm also a fan of, but I think she's going to outperform him. She seems to be the person who really understands the America First Movement and what needs to be done to save our constitutional republic more than any other Republican. And I'm very excited. And I think it's guaranteed she wins. She's been polling consistently 5 or 6 points ahead since day one. So, you know, I think she'll win, obviously, unless there's massive voter
fraud
in Maricopa. If she loses, we know there was fraud, but I think she's going to be good to go.
Yeah, especially because they're that afraid of her because she's such a big threat to the establishment.
She really is. I mean, you don't see any elected official, with the sole exception of Donald Trump, being attacked on the same scale that she is.
Yeah.
And that's for a good reason. She's a real threat. You know, you look at people like Greg Abbott, most of the governors, they're a joke. They're not serious. They're quasi-Democrats. They have a defensive mindset. They think that just saying we're against Democrats is going to actually get us somewhere. Playing defense will never get us anywhere. Carrie Lake understands you got to go on offense and actually roll back Democrat policies, like, for example, declaring an emergency at the border and an invasion at the border, and actually using the National Guard to stop migrants from coming in without federal permission. She's the only person in the country talking about that. Not even DeSantis is talking about stuff like that. So she's the biggest threat in the country.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you so much for this election update. We'll see what happens tonight. We got our prayers in. We got our votes in. We'll see what happens. Representative Anthony Sabatini, thank you again for your service. And where could everybody find you if they want to learn more about you?
at Anthony Sabatini or Vote Sabatini on every form of social media.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. All right, that's all the time we got for today. Thank you so much for watching Shots Fired. Remember, twice a week now, Tuesday and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, follow me on social media, Gab, Telegram, Truth Social, and Getter at Real Deanna Lorraine. And if you like this show, give it a rumble down below. I will see you on Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and saying a prayer tonight that everything goes our way, that there is truly a huge red wave and it's so big it beats out and obliterates all the cheating and fraud that obviously is going to be going on. So write in the chat or comments what you're experiencing today on your election day, and God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. And for those of you who are curious about my shirt, it's an awesome shirt. It is DeSantis Air. We bring the border to you. We bring the border to you. It's a hilarious shirt, and you can get it on faithinfreedoms.com. That's Faith and Freedoms, Matt Couch's company. It's a great shirt. You should get it. Pick up one for your friend. Thanks. I love you, and talk to you Thursday.